Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. 66 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Showers. 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Thank you.
You have connected to a SixLink node, an EchoLink application for the Lix operating system. For more information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
AA100 listening.
WB9CSP.
Zero CWP.
Kilo Sierra 3 X-ray. K3X.
KS3X, WB9CSP. Hi, Enoch, and how are you today? WB9CSP, audio testing. Can everyone hear me okay?
This is A1LO, Wells, Maine. I copy you loud and clear.
Roger that. WB9CSP, 3 minutes until next.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, located in Texas. This net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, 1400 UTC, my local time, or 1900 according to Netlogger. And as you know, I make a question and then we dive right in. So I think today's question, I'll make it, do you like spring or fall, and why do you like that season? So, I'll start taking check-ins now. WB9CSP.
Hello, Richard. This is KS8, Bravo Papa Alpha, KS8BPA. My name is Vladimir, and I'm located in Southfield, Michigan. WB9CSP, KS8BPA, back to net control.
K6VP, Kilo 6 Sigma Papa.
Alright, I've got Vladimir. Sorry if I messed up your call. KF8BPA, I hope I got that right. I should know it by now. And Daniel, K6VP. Hi, Vladimir. How's the weather up there today? And do you like spring or fall seasons? Go ahead.
Okay, this is QAKFATPA. Yeah, you got my call sign right, Richard. We have a very gloomy day today. It's windy. It's at the edge of being rainy. And I heard there were raining, actually, on other parts of southeastern Michigan. But anyway, not a sunny, bright day. I like summer. I like springtime more than fall time. Fall time is colorful, maybe beautiful, but I hate it. Springtime is, I would say, pregnant with a lot of perspective. So the springtime is much, much better than fall time, to my opinion. So, back to net control. This is KFACP.
Yeah, Roger, that Vladimir. I like summer, but I don't like Texas summer. It's a little bit too hot for me. That's why I'm a fall kind of person. I like it until it starts getting too cold. But thanks for checking in, and glad you could make it. I haven't heard from you in a while checking to my notes, so thanks for stopping in. Daniel, K6VP, what about you? What's your pick of the season there, spring or fall? Which one would you rather take?
Well, I think I like spring better than fall. Spring is cooler. I grew up by the water where it was 55 in the wintertime and 65 in the summertime, and I've lived in the South Bay here in San Jose for the last 35 years or so, and it just gets too hot in the summertime. So, and it's still too hot in the fall. So, I guess I like spring the best. By the way, you're coming through right now on KW1AN, but you're not coming through on Handy Hams. K6CP.
I think Handy Hams has been having problems with their All-Star. Last time when Peter was doing his net on Thursday, I believe is his day, he was having trouble with it too. So I don't know if Mike's fixing it or not, but at least you got in, so that's what counts. Hopefully they can fix it. Thanks for checking in, though, Daniel, and letting me know about that as well. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything, come now, WB9CSP. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything, come now, WB9CSP.
F0 TWT. Rich, did you get my transmission? W8KOY.
I did now, John. And the other person, I missed the call, K0. I think I got that part right. What was the last part of your call?
Kilo Foxtrot 0, Tango, Whiskey, Tango.
Okay, I got it that time. Kilo Foxtrot 0, Tango, Whiskey, Tango. Yeah, that's kind of a tongue twister. All right, I'll take you first, and then I'll go to John. So how are things? And I'm guessing you're in Minnesota. Spring or fall, which one would you choose and which one do you like more is today's question. Go ahead.
This is Tom in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it's kind of a gray day. A little cool, but I think it's supposed to warm up this next week. Spring or fall, I will choose spring because spring is followed by summer and fall is followed by winter, and I don't like winter. Which is surprising, given that I live in Minnesota. Unfortunately, our spring here lasts about a week or two, and then it's over. But we had a lovely one this year. Back to net. KF0CWT.
Yeah, Roger that, Tom. Well, I hope spring lasts a little longer for you guys. I used to live in Winona, so I know what you mean about the weather there. It changes quick and winter is too long. But thanks for checking in, and glad to have you. John, W-A-T-O-Y, how are things in Michigan today? It seems, I guess Handy Hands isn't the only conference having trouble today, so if you can hear me, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I can copy you. This is W-A-T-O-Y. It's kind of a rainy day today. We've had some hot weather the last few days, so it's kind of nice. But springtime is my favorite time because of all the fresh flowers and everything's turning green and everything's just brand new. So springtime is my favorite time. With that, I'm going to have to say I'm in and out because I'm in the middle of a family reunion right now, but I did want to check into the net. So 73, and I will catch you next time. W-A-T-O-Y.
Yeah, Roger that, John. Thanks for stopping in, and glad you could make it. Hopefully you can have a little more time next weekend to hang around. But good to hear you anyways. And with that, I'm at the bottom of my list. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFT. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFT. I hope for the moment. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFT. I might go ahead and close the net early because I just remembered today is the second day of Dayton Hamvention, so there's probably not going to be a lot of people checking in. But I'll go for a few more rounds just in case. So anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Yeah, Roger that, Joey. I connected you up because things are looking kind of dead because of the Dayton Hamvention. So hopefully some more people are listening. But I've got you on the list. Thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFP.
Have a good one. Hopefully you get some more check-ins.
Well, I'm glad to see you're doing all right, and the tornadoes from St. Louis didn't affect you guys. So, good to hear from you, Joey, and thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the EverythingNet, come now, WB9CSP.
AB8BC.
AB8BC, I think I got that right, WB9CST. Good afternoon. How are you today? And today's question is, do you like spring or fall?
Very good. You got the call right, AB8BC. Name is Kirk, Kilo, Indigo, Romeo, Kilo, Ann Arbor. I like fall the best, honestly. I think, spring is what it is, but I'm a fall and winter person, so definitely do love the fall and love the cooler weather for sure. Heard the net before, first time checking in, so glad I could make it. I just sat down in the shack maybe a half an hour ago, and I thought, yeah, there's usually a net on here. It's Saturday sometime, and here you are, so I'm glad I caught you guys. AB8BC.
Well, I'm surprised. I've got six people that checked in. I know today's the second day of the Ham Fest, and probably the main day that everyone goes. If I were to go, I would probably come in on Friday, take that day off, go Saturday, and leave Sunday. But that's just how I would do that. But, yeah, thanks for checking in, Kirk, and, glad to have you. Hopefully you can stick around or make it back next weekend if you can't stay. With that, let's see. Kurt was the only check-in, so... anybody else wishing to check into the EverythingNet? Come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Foxtrot to Charlie Golf with...
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. I should know the name, but I'm terrible at remembering names. How are you today? How are things up in Michigan? And are you a fall or spring type of person? Go ahead.
My name's Joe. And the weather's kind of a little bit crummy today, but it cooled down compared to yesterday. And I like the fall. I like the fall colors, the fall leaves up here in Michigan. So
I'd say the fall. Yeah, I can't say I know too many people who like the cooler weather. I know I do. I like it when it's right in the middle. Not too hot, not too cold. It's just warm enough in the daytime that it's bearable, but not too cool at night where you want to come in and stay in. That's how I like my weather. But thanks for checking in, Jill, and good to have you part of the net. Anyone else wishing to check into the EverythingNet? Come now, WB9CST.
K1 Mike Victor.
7CDY.
All right, I'm going to come back to that other one there in just a minute. K1 Mike Victor in Durham, Maine. I have never heard of that. How far is it from Bangor? And good afternoon, Steve. How are things in Maine? And do you like spring or fall? Go ahead.
Well, things are great in Maine. It's very foggy, and I like both spring and fall, probably fall a little better. Thanks so much for coming back. I'm not used to using a link system, so forgive me if I don't know all the ins and outs, but you're certainly coming in here just fine. So back to you, K1MV.
Yeah, Steve, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and it only lasts usually about an hour. Sometimes, depending on the number of people, it might go 15 to 20 minutes over at 3 or 4 your time. But it's based on the number of check-ins, so I try and run it for an hour, even if it's just a few people. But thanks for stopping in. Glad you were able to check in. I don't get too many people from Maine, so it's always nice to hear you guys check in. And welcome to the Everything Net. Hope you can stick around, and if not, hopefully we'll hear you again next week. Let's see. Steve was the only check-in on that round, so and
check-in.
Come down, WB9CST.
7CBY, Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Delta 9.
Alright, since you're pretty broken up, I'll take you pretty quick. Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Delta 80. Good afternoon. How are you? How are things where you're at? And are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead.
This is Stephen Pinkney. Yeah, it's great to hear your net. I've never heard it before, so I wasn't sure what it was. Picked up another net that they said they were the Everything Net too, but it looked like they were somewhere up in Marquette, so I don't know if this is all linked or what's going on. It looks like I'm picking you up through the University of Michigan repeater, so I'm a little bit northwest of Ann Arbor, and I love the spring. I like morel mushrooms, turkey honey, bluegill fishing, walleye fishing, and all the beautiful red buds that bloom around. But I'm a deer hunter, so 100% I like the fall better. And it's just a great time of year. I love the weather, and I love the changing of the colors and all that stuff. So, yeah, for sure, fall, 100% because of deer hunting. Back to you, Net Control. This is KE7CDY, Stephen Pinkney.
Yeah, Roger, that's Stephen. Well, I didn't know there was another Everything Net. Of course, they're probably on RF only, if I had to take a guess. Mine is through Echolink, All-Star, and IRLP. So that's what I'm coming through right now is on Echolink. And the Ann Arbor repeater's connected up. I'm not sure if you guys in Ann Arbor can reach Detroit, but I do have the Hazel Park group linked up as well. So I'm not sure how many of you guys can hear them. How far is Ann Arbor from Detroit, Stephen?
I'm not really sure exactly. I would guess maybe like to the city limit, like 15 or 20 miles. Something like that, maybe a little bit further, but I don't think it's more than like 25 miles.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised most of the guys up there don't come in on the Ann Arbor machine or vice versa, but anyway, glad to have you, and as I told some of the other news stations, this net meets here every Saturday, usually just about an hour, depending on the check-ins, at 2 p.m. Central Time. I think you guys are on Eastern, so that would be 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. But, yeah, welcome to the net, and feel free to stick around. If not, I understand, and Hope to hear you again next weekend if you can't make it or can't stick around. My bad. With that, I'm at the bottom of my list, so we're approaching the middle of the net here. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CSP and the Everything Net.
This is November 6th, Victor X-Ray, Mexico.
Hey, Arnie, you made it back. How've you been? I'm surprised I'm getting the turnout I am for the net today. M6VXM. Tongue twisted to try and remember. How are things down in South Carolina? And today's question is, do you like spring or fall?
Well, I'm happy to be back, and we like fall. I would rather have fall than spring, over.
Yeah, I think most people like fall, especially in the southern states. It gets coolest. Not so much the northern states, though. So, yeah, thanks for checking in, and glad to have you back again. And with that, we've only got about 3 minutes until the mid of the hour, so let's see if anyone's got any announcements for the net. Any announcements for the net? Come now, WB9CSP. Well, since most of the people aren't here, I'll chime in on most of the nets myself to let you guys know to go to or try and make the have a variety, I guess you could say, like Olive Garden. I know the Hazel Park group, they have their net at 9 or 9:30 tomorrow evening on W8HP-R. Handy Hams has a daily net at 11 a.m. Central Time on the Handy Ham Conference. I know I'm missing another net. I'm trying to think of it. And then there's the TNT net on the 11 Cats Conference server that I believe is at 5 p.m. Central. You can find info about their stuff at 11cats.org. If anyone has any other announcements they'd like to bring up, come now, WV9CST. Well, I might go for a few more rounds here. If I don't get anybody, I'll close a little early. Again, I know today's the biggest ham fest in the country, so I won't be too surprised if I don't get too many people, but we'll continue on. Let's see. Our last person was Arnie, so anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Whiskey 5, Echo Mike.
Kilo 5K,
uniform.
All right, I picked up two that time. W5EMI, Jack, and KF8UU, Les. Hi, Jack. Well, I guess since you're in Texas like me, the question is kind of moot, but I'll ask anyway. And how are things in White Deer? I'm up here in Paris, Texas, so you'll have to tell me where White Deer, Texas is. I've never heard of that. But today's question is, are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead.
Oh, very good. First time check-in. For this net, anyway, didn't even know it existed, but now I do. So fall for me in White Deer is about 45 miles east of Amarillo. So definitely probably take fall. We'll hit 110 for sure this summer. It's not a little hotter is what they say. So definitely fall for me, and appreciate you picking me up in the, for the net. So I'll return it to you. W5VMI.
Yeah, this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Central, Jack. I've got my time zones confused. And, yeah, if you're over in the Amarillo area, that's desert, if I remember right. I'm over here in East Texas, so, whew, man, I can imagine how hot it is over there today. It's 88 over here in Paris and mostly cloudy. But thanks for checking in. Don't be a stranger. I don't have too many Texans check in, actually, surprisingly. So, glad to have you, Jack. Let's see. Les, I don't know if you guys made the change to the repeater up there, Les, but most of you guys are sounding great today. KF8UU, WB9CFP, how are you today, Les? And are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead. I could make it. I'm going to try and save my money and take a plane up there next year. It'd be way too long of a drive. I think it's like half a day and then 3 hours plus that. So as much as I'd like to show off the Texas license plate and drive all the way up there, I don't think that would work out too well. But thanks for checking in, Les. I hope you got some goodies if you bought something. I know it's a candy store for hams going to the Dayton Hamvention, but glad you're back in Michigan in one piece, and hopefully you got some new toys to play with after the net today. Let's see. That was KF8UU Les. We're at 2:34, so I'll take some more check-ins. WB9CSP.
This is Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet.
Hey, Greg, how are you today? Yeah, I need to pay more attention to the aim window on NetLogger. I try and watch the Echolink more, so if something goes haywire, I can deal with it. But, you sound pretty good today. And are you a spring or fall person is today's question. And how is your day going today? Over to you.
Yeah, okay, this is W89J, Waterford, Michigan, and hello to everyone on the net that's listening, and doing fine over here. It's a little on the cooler side today. I'm having to wear a light jacket compared to what it was yesterday in the 80s. It was the 80s yesterday. Bit of a cold front came through. And am I a spring or a fall person? I want to say probably spring, at least here in Michigan, because I like the newness of everything. It's far less work to do when spring sets in because everything's been picked up. A lot more work in the fall, yard work, etc. So I like the flowers, the blooms, and everything that we have up here. So I think it's a matter of perspective, depending on where you're living at. But spring is definitely my favorite time to be around. Richard, and good to hear you. Thanks for doing the net. Back to net control.
Yeah, I'm making sure that I'm leaving gaps because when you have 24 connections plus about, I don't know, 30 more on All-Star, you kind of want to make sure you let everything drop. So I'm glad I did the Blitzkrieg, try that again, Blitzkrieg approach to my net. Build it up fast and hope it sticks together. But thanks for checking in, Greg. Glad to hear you. And I'm glad my net, this one, is going better than the first time I tried to do a net many years ago. Well, that one didn't work out so well. So, but let's see. I think I'll take a few more rounds here before I close down and take some late checks after. So, I guess since we got a fair amount of people, I'll do the other part of the net I haven't done in a while. Quite a while, actually. So, if anyone has any questions they'd like to ask and try and get answers to, one of those questions, you know, where you just are stumped and you've looked on the internet and you just can't find the answer type deal, you know? So, if you have any questions, we'll open it up and I'll pass it through the list, and whoever's still on the list here checked in, we'll see if they can try and help. So, anybody have any questions? Come now, WB9CST.
WA3DST, Delta Sierra Papa.
Hey, Doug, how are you today? WA3DST. And I didn't know you had so many connections. I looked on the All-Star connections, and I'm like, wow, he's pretty popular. But how are things in Pennsylvania? And are you a fall or spring guy, is today's question. Go ahead.
WA3DST. Well, I guess I'm more of a spring guy because that's a preview to the summer, and I like the summer. And the fall is not bad, but it means winter is coming. And I'm not really a big fan of winter. Yeah, we have a lot of connections. A lot of these people don't talk, but there's a lot of connections. We've been, you know, we've had this hub for probably 10 plus years, in Philadelphia hub. And it's grown over time, but we're doing well. So back to you, WA3DST.
Well, I'm glad that Cyrie, I think that's how you say his name, let me use his hub over in Belgium, because mine, I could never get it to quite work right, so I'm glad another ham is letting me use theirs to bridge all the connections together. But there's always another way in case that never works. Most of the Echo Links I have an All-Star attached to them anyway. So thanks for checking in, Doug, and good to hear you again this week. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Echo 3, Charlie Zulu Hotel. Wayne from Northern Ontario.
Let's check in. Kilo Kilo 4 of them here, Yankees off.
Thank you, repeater. All right, I've got VE3CZH, Wayne. That's a tongue twister. And KK4RYG. I keep wanting to say RGY. I've got you too. So let me go up to the top here to Wayne. I don't get too many Canadians, Wayne, so definitely glad to have you aboard. How's the weather up in Canada today? And how are you? And today's question is, are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, thank you for doing the net. Secondly, you are my very first EchoLink contact. I've only been a ham, licensed ham operator for all of 3 weeks now. So this is absolutely wonderful to be speaking with all of you. As for my favorite time of year, absolutely fall. As Canadian as I am a huge NFL football fan. So definitely fall for me. As for the weather here up in northern Ontario, it has cooled off rather suddenly, and it looks like we have some severe weather rolling in. Nothing super, super serious, just a lot of rain and some thunderstorms rolling in. Again, thank you for everyone for this opportunity to speak with you, and back to Net Control.
Yeah, roger that, Chris, and good to have a new ham in ham radio. I did have one other question for you before I go to Arinza. Are you Canadian basic, or did you get a little bold and go for the Canadian advanced? I'm not sure if you guys can take both in one setting like we can down here.
Hey everybody, this is Kilo Kilo 4 Romeo Yankee Golf for Renza here in Anchorage, Alaska. The time is currently 11:44 a.m. Alaska time, which is 12:44 p.m. Pacific time. The clouds right now, I'd say heavily clouded, even though we do have patches of blue sky in some parts of the city. I'm surrounded by mountains, so what can I tell you? Temperature here is in the upper 50s. We got a slight wind that's blowing. It might pick up soon based on this fall line that I'm looking at. But for the most part, I am a spring person. We are in spring in Alaska, like the tail end of it, before summer really kicks in. We have very fast seasons, but it's a sight to behold. Right now I'm watching all the snow melt off the mountains. And I'm watching a lot of people coming in and out of stores. So it's really great, really, really great stuff. But I'm a springtime person. Don't get me wrong, the fall is great, but usually our fall season ends up with snow, a lot of it too. So spring is definitely my favorite. Back to you, Net Control. Thank you for having me. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf.
Yeah, roger that, Arinza. And keep an eye on your mailbox. As promised, I sent you that card. Hopefully it'll get there by net time next weekend. I know coming all the way from Texas way up to Alaska is going to take a few days. But let me go back to Wayne for just a moment, because I am curious if they can do that in Canada. Wayne, are you guys allowed to take your Canadian basic and advanced in one setting? Or do you have to keep under the licenses for a certain amount of time?
It would be two separate tests that we take. I was very fortunate. I am basic with honors, so I can operate DHF, UHF, and HF as well. But to do advanced, that would be a separate exam.
Well, congratulations on your Canadian basic. I think if I remember right, the advanced allows you to set up a repeater, I think. I'd have to go back and look at it again. But at least you're a Canadian basic, so welcome to Ham Radio. And like I said, don't be a stranger. This net meets 2 p.m. Central Time, and you can find all my information on QRZ. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa is my call. And let's see, we'll take some more check-ins before I start the 7-3 round here. But don't worry, I'll come back and get some late people. So Anybody else wishing to check into the everything that this is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa?
Kilo Bravo 3, India, excuse me, India Victor. Question for you guys, this repeater on low power? I'm having a hard time copying you guys out here in Washington. I know I can hear you guys pretty good.
Yeah, I know St. Louis got hit by some tornadoes, so it might be on emergency power. But I can hear you okay. You're a little light into the repeater yourself. Over. And I copied also, I think, KB3IV. Sorry if I botched the call to the other station. But yeah, the station on St. Louis, you're a little light on me as well. Over.
Copy. Yeah, I kind of figured they might have some problems with all the power lines down out there. I'm thinking that the machine might be on battery backup. We normally cut the power down quite a bit. I know our machine does. It goes to battery backup. It cuts down to the basic. Okay, well, this is in for the count, basically. I'm out here working through it. We don't have any that much damage out here. And I'd like to get the same order. 7-3, KSK. Okay.
Roger that. Glad everything's okay in your location, and thanks for stopping in. I won't keep St. Louis too long, then, just in case. But KB3IV, I'm sorry if I botched the call. How are you today? How are things where you're at? And today's question is, are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead.
Okay, no, you got the call right. It's KB3IV. My name is Edson, and I'm located in Cherryhill, New Jersey, formerly a Pennsylvania resident, not too far from WA3, and I'm using his Philly hub. And I'm not here in a few other places, but nice to hear some action here now on the Philly hub. And am I a spring? I'm a fall person. Both. I guess. That's why I live where I live. We get all four seasons. None of them too extreme like some of the other places. But glad to check in here, and I'll be checking in more often. KB3IV.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's good to make your acquaintance, Ed, and I'm glad you stopped in, and I'm glad you were able to check in. Yeah, you can thank Doug for agreeing to connect up here every Saturday, and so far it's been slowly growing, and I've slowly been getting people off the Philly Hub. Yeah, thanks for stopping in. St. Louis, just so you guys know, I'm going to drop you from the connection for now, since it's at the bottom of the hour. So in case you guys are on battery power, you can save your batteries there in case you need them on the repeater. So let me drop St. Louis here. There we go. And with that, let me see. Did I get two people on that round or just one? Okay, I got just one. So let me go up to the top here, and we'll start the 7-3 round. And after that, if we have some time, I'll take some late check-ins. So let's see. KF8BPA, Vladimir, go ahead up to 7-3 round if you're still there. All right, no Vladimir, that's all right. K6VP, Daniel, go ahead at the 7-3 round, over.
Well, I don't really have anything to add. I don't know if I'm sounding any better now. I'm on the Philadelphia hub. It's a little closer than Gloucester, Maine, and definitely closer than Belgium. But that's about it from here. K6VP.
Yeah, you sound a lot better, actually. So you might try connecting to them next Saturday and do that. But yeah, it sounds a lot better. Thanks for checking in, Daniel, and good to hear you again. So let's see, where am I? KF0TBT. I think I botched that call when I wrote it down. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
KF0TWT, not much bad. Just another week in Minnesota. And other than that, that's all I got. 73, KF0TWT.
Yeah, sorry about that, Tom. I was a couple letters off. TWT, not TBT. But I got it fixed up now. Let's see. I think John was an in and out, but just in case, let me call him. W8TOI, if you're still there, go ahead to 7-3 round, over. All right, no John. In for QMI, I'll see if he's still there. I think he went into a location. So, Joey, if you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. In for QMI, WB9CSP. All right, I guess he's permanently parked for now. So let's see. AB8BC, if you're still there, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST. All right, nothing from him. KF8CGW, Joe. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CST.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just going to say 73, everybody. Try to have a good weekend. And 73. Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks for checking in, Joe, and glad to have you here. Let's see. Kilo 1, Mike Victor, Steve. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CFT. I think I might have gotten the names confused, Steve and Steve-in, but hopefully I can fix that. Let's see, KE7ZDY. Man, some of these are tongue twisters. Steve-in, I can't remember. Go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP. Alright, nothing from him. Let's try Arnie. November 6th, Victor X-Ray Mike, WB9CSP. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right, no Arnie. Let's try Jack. W5EMI. Go ahead with the 7-3 round. WB9CFT.
Hey, very good. Yeah, I'm still here. Enjoyed listening to all the check-ins from different places. So, anyway, we'll try to drop back by on a Saturday for sure. We're connected up through Amarillo, so. Anyway, that's the short story on that. Hope everyone has a good week. Enjoying the nice cloudy day up in the panhandle here. So we'll say 73. Have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll catch you down the road. W5EMI.
Well, have a good rest of your day, Jack, and if you have any rain, send some of it over here to Paris. Whew, it's getting a little warm for my liking. But have a good rest of your afternoon over there in the panhandle. And hope to hear you next Saturday. KF8UU, let's go ahead at the 7-3 round if you're still there, WB9CSP. Alright, Les is probably doing other stuff, so Greg, I know you're probably going to be there. W8ZIJ, go ahead at the 7-3 round, WB9CSP.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy.
Well, I guess Greg had to step away. That's all right. Let's go to Doug. I know Doug might still be floating around. WA3DSP. I keep wanting to say BPS. I don't know why. But go ahead at the 7-3 round, Doug.
Okay, very good, WA3DSP. And you can call it digital signal processing. And I turned 75 on Thursday. And on June 7th, 60 years ago, right now, I had taken my novice test. And at age 14, well, I guess it was 14 or maybe right when I was 15. And I'd taken my novice test and passed it. And back then you had to wait 2 or 3 weeks before you got anything from the FCC in the mail. So I was eagerly awaiting that. And on June 7th, 1965, my novice license came. And I got right on the air with my 1960, and I think the receiver was a HR-10 that I built, Heath kit. I later had, different stuff, but that was the beginning. And worked a lot of stations in that first year. Well, first 9 months until I got my my general license at that time. All right, 7-3 to everyone. Have a good day. Back to net, WA3DSP.
Well, at least it's only two, and one of the IDs is faster than the other, so at least it's not six IDs all going at once. I would never let that happen, though, but let's see. Give it over to Wayne here, VE3 Charlie Zulu Hotel. Go ahead up to 7-3 rounds, Wayne, and it was an honor to be your first EchoLink contact today. Over.
Yes, and thank you, Wayne, Victor Echo 3, Charlie Zulu Hotel, and likewise, it was an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and to all listeners out there, thank you very much. I'm so much enjoying being part of this hobby. I've learned a lot along the way. I have a whole lot more to learn, but just thank you. It's right across the board. It's a wonderful community, and thank you again for this opportunity today to speak with all of you. And thank you for running this net, and I'll certainly be popping in from time to time. Thank you very much again, and back to Net Control.
Yeah, Roger that. And again, congratulations on your Canadian basic. Glad you were able to pass it. And again, welcome to Ham Radio. So I hope you find something in it that makes it special for you. So hope to hear you again next weekend. And don't be a stranger. I know work is a thing. So where am I? Arenza, KK4RYG, WB9CSP, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Good afternoon and good evening to those who are listening as far away as the East Coast. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, Lorenzo. The time here is 12:04 p.m., which is 1:04 p.m. Pacific time, 4:04 p.m. Eastern time. All I can say is that I'm looking forward to doing a lot in ham radio. I have a lot of catching up to do. I'm a big fan of Echolink, so I want to thank my friends for telling me about, you know, Skygate, and look forward to being here as much as possible. And I look forward to that QSL card, so thank you for that. Again, this is Kilo Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Golf, wishing all of you guys a great weekend and a start of a new week, and I hope all goes well. 7-3. Thank you, Net Control.
Roger that, Lorenzo. Glad to have you, and I think you will definitely like my card. It's one of those one-of-a-kind, doesn't look like all the other ones you normally get type deals. So my email's good on QRZ if you get eager enough to want to just tell me about it then. So, but thanks for stopping in, and glad to have you. And last but not least on the 7-3 round is Kilo Bravo 3 India Victor Ed. Go ahead with the 7-3 round, WB9CFP.
Yeah, I had to wait for all the IDs to go by. KB3IV. Well, I will definitely be checking in to this net, because Doug will have it connected on Saturdays, plus some other nets. I'm not taking Doug. I'm older, but I didn't get my ham radio license until 1978. Growing up in North New Jersey, I never heard of ham radio. I didn't know anything about that stuff. But I discovered it, and it's been wonderful all these years. Really enjoy it. So I enjoy having my own node. So I'll be checking in. Everyone enjoy the day, and those of you that are in the areas that are prone to tornadoes, stay safe. KB3IV.
Yeah, Roger that, Ed. Well, I had to, I started back out in 06, but after all the digital stuff came, you know, D-Star and System Confusion, as me as a friend joke about, everyone pretty much went over to it and left analog on the back burner. And now they're kind of balancing out to a degree, so I hope to keep this call a lot longer than I did my original. Who knows, maybe you'll hear me on the air someday with my original call from 06. I might change it, thinking about it, but probably not. But thanks for checking in. Well, that brings us to the 7-3 round, which means we are about 10 minutes over. But before we close out, because there seems to be a steady flow of people, let's see if there's any rate checkers. Anybody who missed regular check-in time, come now. This is your time to check in with Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Kilo Charlie 5, Foxtrot Mike, KC5 at that moment.
All right, I've got Lloyd, KC5FM. Anybody else want to check in? Come now, WB9CFP. If not, I'll go back to the top here.
Zero, KM.
All right, I'll work with that. That'll work. N0TMV, I've got you as well. Hopefully I didn't botch that. Sorry if I did. Hi, Lloyd. How are you? KC5FM, WB9CFC. How's the weather over there? And today's question was, are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead. That Lloyd, and by the way, you developed a hum on your transmission when you came back to me to make commentary, just so you know. But it started to go away towards the end. Let's see. November 0, Tango Mike Victor. I feel like I botched that, but go ahead. And today's question is, are you a spring or fall person? Go ahead.
Name is Chuck. I'm in St. Paul, Minnesota. And this part of the seasons are good, but I think I would prefer spring to fall. And zero TMU.
Yeah, roger that, Charles. Sorry for botching your call there. But I got it now. And thanks for stopping in. All right, final call, all call, anybody, anywhere, last call for check-ins before I close the net. Come now, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. All right, 19 check-ins, not too bad since the Hamfest is going on today. But I would like to thank everyone who did check in and participate in the net today. Links, repeaters, and individual users. Without any of those, there wouldn't be a net here at all. Thank you for checking in with me. And if you'd like more information about connections or what is connected, I do need to update it. You can go to wb9csp.yolasite, YOLASITE.com, or look at my QRZ page. I'm pretty sure I still have it up there. Thanks everyone who checked in. Give me a minute to disconnect everything, and I hope to hear everyone again next Saturday. This is Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, closing me everything now.
This is 8YMP.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours.
cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 57 degrees.